This is Rocky Mountain Media's episode 3 of All In. It is Thursday, November 8th, 2018. And first and foremost, we would like to welcome our academic advisor, Professor Sarah Fall. Say hi.
Hi.
She's great. She's lovely. She's actually my creative writing teacher. But she's the whole reason that we can have this club. So, you know, we're all really grateful to her. Today's topic is, you know, just all of our relationship to music. You know, like, how it affects our lives and what it means to us. So let's start with that. What does music mean to you guys? Anyone want to start?
I'll start. I know for me, music, I do energy work. So this is Dina. I do energy work, and it's very important for me to raise my vibration when I work with clients on a private basis. I need to resonate higher so that I can bring them to a higher status. So I use music a lot. I'm just going to tell myself, I sing to Michael Jackson in the shower.
Relatable.
So, I can't moonwalk, and I wouldn't even try in the shower. But I use it a lot as a tool for me, and I sing all the time in the car. People may think I'm crazy. I don't care. It's what works for me. So my relationship to music is, it's my livelihood. Like, I have to have music in my life. But ask probably any Pisces, and they'll tell you that.
I don't know. I'm a Libra, and I feel that.
Oh, perfect.
I feel that way too. I think part of it is I grew up in a really musical home. Like, I think I was telling you the other day, when I was 2 months old, I was baby Jesus in a nativity musical. So it's always been a huge part of my life. I was always in choirs and stuff. And so I definitely am always singing in my car. And then I didn't realize that my family is unusually musical until I made some other friends. And it's just like, no one's listening to music right now. No one's singing. They're not. You and your siblings didn't spend time harmonizing with each other. Like, it's very silly.
I totally feel that.
Yeah.
And it's I grew up singing, my whole life, from church to elementary school, choirs. Yeah, I can relate to that a lot. Cool.
Yeah, who for else? Sure. I've been in music performance since the fourth grade.
Same.
It's what really got me, like, started in writing music, actually, because I just loved how the orchestra sounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the different harmonies, how big it could sound to. And, you know, music has really just become a very large part of how I connect with the world mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
And aren't you writing your own piece right now?
I am.
Do you care to share a little bit of that on air?
Sure. Let's make sure it plays.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah. There's more.
There was a rest. He even put up his finger and we all ruined it.
Can I just say that reminded me of Vince Guaraldi, like, a lot?
Vince Guaraldi? I have no idea what that is.
Vince Guaraldi is a jazz musician and pianist. He wrote and played the music for Charlie Brown. So that's where all the people know him. So the Linus and Lucy theme, that's Vince Guaraldi.
It also made me think of, like, a music score to either a short love story or a segment of a love story in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's where my mind went too, but I think in movies and music. So.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so beautiful. So you wrote that.
Yeah.
And you knew that's you playing on the piano?
Well, that's just the computer playing it. But I did hop on a piano and sort of tap out that melody, like, just this Tuesday.
That's so cool. What are you using to write your music?
It's called MuseScore. It's great if you want to write a score, but not great for your sanity.
Hence the reason of technology and its advancements sometimes make you want to pull your hair out.
Technology is great when it works.
True. Yeah,
true. It took me like 30 minutes just to put 4 bars into there.
Oh my god.
It was the worst thing ever.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. That's really rad. What about Mac music for you?
So, I'd say my experience with music probably isn't too far off of most people who really enjoy music. It helps me get in my zen. So whatever I'm feeling or whatever I want to feel, it kind of helps me get there. I think that's pretty universal to people who enjoy music, though. But it's definitely an integral part of my life, and it's something I've listened to since I was, you know, very young. I listen to all kinds of different music, from classical to post-hardcore, you know, like everything. I love everything, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about you, James?
Well, I would say that music is kind of, well, I don't know how to say it, I guess, but I use music as the beat I march to every day. So I have a playlist that hasn't changed in over 2 years, and I've listened to one song almost every day, and it's just plays through my head throughout the day.
What
song?
That's what I want to know. What is it?
Yeah.
So it used to be this song named Rus Bus, which just, it's talking about a Russian bus.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Different language.
Solid. That bus just keeps on keeping
on.
Yep. Makes me think of the wheels on the bus go. Cool. All right. What about you, Sarah? I would love to hear about yours, since you're a teacher here.
Well, for me, I think music is memory. You know,
mm-hmm.
music is like a little time machine. You listen to
mm-hmm.
it, and all of a sudden, you're just transported. Like, there's like David Bowie songs that I listen to, and all of a sudden I'm in my first apartment, and feeling that sense of excitement and freedom, and or it's, you know, falling in love, or, you know, being angry, those angry breakup songs or whatever. Like, you just hear them and immediately you're just transported
mm-hmm.
to that spot again.
I agree. I know, like, my first favorite band was Heart.
Yeah.
And anytime I hear their song, I think of my childhood with my sister, who's 6 years older. That was her favorite band back then, and it's still mine now, even though they kind of broke up. But, yeah, I can relate to that because it takes me back to that time. And being the oldest in the club, you know, the 70s for me was a pretty cool childhood. So
yeah.
I enjoyed growing up in
the
70s. 70s
music is so good.
Yeah, I know.
My sister and I loved Heart when we were little. Like, she had, like, dark hair and dark eyes, and I was, like, blonde hair, blue-eyed, and was like,
Nancy.
And they're two sisters, and they both sing. So we would sing, like, their songs. We'd, like, make little dances. And, yeah, I heard some Heart songs, like, a few weeks ago, and we just, like, looked at each other, like, remember? Like, I know all the moves.
That's fantastic. That's what I'm talking about. That's awesome. So, how does that play into your life? Like, I know you guys have all shared that, but how does it make a difference in your life? Like, could you live your life without music? Personally, I could not.
I couldn't
no.
either. No.
I would, yeah, have a hard time.
It'd be so quiet.
Yeah. I'd like to talk about music for me for a second. Like, it really is, I mean, it's cliche, but, like, music means just so much. I really, it's like, to me, music is just, like, pure humanity. It's, like, all the good and all the bad, and it's just, like, pure, unfiltered, like, emotion. And I feel like that's underrated for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Like, we should all be, you know, logical and, you know what's happening. But emotions, you know, are always just, like, dismissed as this thing that is less than. And, like, we get it, we all want to be Spock. But, like, emotions are important. And so, to me, music is just, like, so helpful. I don't know how to describe it other than, like, helpful and just amazing and all these other cliches. But, like, to me, I have panic attacks sometimes, so really I have, like, songs that calm me down from panic attacks, and it's like magic.
Yeah.
Warren Zevon, towards the end of his life, he's one of my favorite musicians. He's, like, one that I, like, share with my dad and just means a lot to me. Toward the end of his life, he was a guest on The Late Show, whichever one David Letterman did, and he was the only guest because they knew he was dying. And he played a few songs and just gave these incredible interviews. And of course, he was not like, oh, I'm dying, hear my words of wisdom, but that's what everyone wanted from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he described himself as, like, as a musician, I think that, like, the thing that makes me special is I can put word to these incredibly complex feelings that everyone feels. And he said, coupled with rudimentary physical skills, which is hilarious because he's a tremendously talented musician. But to him, it's like, yeah, the music is fine. That's what gets people to listen. But then I can, like, speak to them. And I agree with you. That's the great thing about it.
And playing music is so, like, cathartic almost. Like, listening is amazing. Like, as I said, I listen to songs for every emotion, as, like, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But, like, playing music is just, like, especially playing songs that you really like Sarah mentioned David Bowie before. Like, I love playing Space Oddity on guitar, and it just, like, feels so wonderful to just play it and just know that I'm the thing making these sounds. You know, like, I'm just like an elevated monkey, but I'm making these sounds that are, they're just, you know, in the air, and they're sound waves, but they're, like, so wonderful.
Mm. And I imagine that the experience is probably different than it is for mine, because you guys, I mean, half our club, you guys are musicians. You can create. Perfect example, Nathan right there, the last podcast we did a student showcase of Nick Ingram, who sang live for us, and that was so fantastic. So to be able to have an outlet as music and listen to music, I would think that just gives you such a great rounded duality.
It really makes the experience so big, because you, like you said, you feel like I'm creating this, even though it's something that already existed. Mm-hmm. But there are some songs, you know, you listen to it with your headphones in and turned way up, and you're like, this isn't enough, like, beam it into my brain.
Yeah.
And playing a song can really help to be like, you're inside it, and just like, it's such, and then you have, you know, with playing different, like, I play guitar and ukulele, and so you have this, like, physical thing you're doing in a pattern, and that's kind of meditative too, and it's just a good feeling.
Especially playing with other musicians.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's, like, a sense of more than just community. It's like you're all making these sounds, and you're all monkeys making this beautiful, beautiful thing. Like, last week, last week after our podcast, actually, Rebecca, Nathan, and I went over to Rebecca's house, and we had, like, a jam session for, like, 2-3 hours, and it was just us playing music.
See, next time y'all jam, make a podcast of it.
Maybe
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because music is so uplifting and so empowering, I think, to a person. Because I know personally, like, I think you said this earlier, it's helped through breakups. Sarah said that. It's helped through breakups or whatever I'm going through in my life. Like, if I need a pick-me-up, like, I had a misunderstanding with my family, and so I put on American Author's Best Day of My Life, because it's really up to me to if it's going to be the best day, not up to my family to determine that, you know? So I totally play off of what you guys said. And I admire you so much for being able to be musicians, because I played the violin and viola in junior high, but I sucked. I'll just tell you right now, I was not any good.
It might not have been your instrument, you know?
Yeah.
Different instruments for different people.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to play
ukulele in about an hour.
Literally, I've taught friends ukulele in like half an hour, and then one of them can finger pick better than I can. It's
rude.
Like,
that's awesome.
It is rude.
I wanted to play the drums, but they didn't let the girls play the drums back in
the 80s.
Oh my god. You can play the drums today.
I have
girl.
A snare. I'm gonna give you my snare drum. And you're just gonna play it now.
I love it. You guys are cracking me up. So, anything else about music? I know that music can even be used in, like, creating commercials. So you said something earlier about before we were recording about political commercial music. Somebody you knew.
Yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's the guy, if you don't know, but I'm sure most of you do, who created Hamilton. Literally, he's a genius. I love him. He's my celebrity dad. Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, before he was doing Hamilton and In the Heights and 21 Trump Street and all these amazing things that he does, you know, he was working as a substitute teacher. And then on the side, his dad is like a political activist or something, or someone like a campaign manager, maybe, for, you know, New York State or governors or something. I don't know the exact things. But, like, Lin, you know, was, like, commissioned by his dad to make campaign music. And so, like, that's, you know, people think it's less than, but it's still, I'm sure it must have been good. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That's cool. Well, and speaking of campaigns, yay for our governor.
Yay. Jerry Polis! First gay governor of Colorado. First Jewish governor of Colorado.
First gay governor in the entire country.
That's
which is incredible.
Well, first out gay governor.
You're right.
And all the women that got elected. Yay.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of women of color as well, which is amazing.
And, I love the diversity.
Yeah, and one of my favorite musicians, Amanda Palmer, wrote a song at the start, if you remember way back when we first started having the Me Too conversation, it came after all the Harvey Weinstein stuff, all these women standing up saying he abused me too. So she wrote a song at that time called Mr. Weinstein Will See You Now, and I haven't been able to listen to it because I just can't go there, but then a year after that, because we are still having this conversation a year later,
it still
and we
needs
should
to be
it's
set.
Still important, but it's also, it's draining for me, but she released an amazing video for it, and just the way she uses her music to be politically active. I know a lot of people are like, oh, celebrities need to sit down and shut up, but they've always been doing this. Warren Zevon wrote a lot of great songs about the wars we were involved in that were pretty gross. And I don't know, it's such a good way to make people listen to you.
Yeah.
Like, this song is a bop. You're going to love it. Also,
it has a message.
Hey, treat people like people.
One of my favorite artists actually does occasionally include political things. Hosier.
Yes. Take Me to Church.
Heck yeah.
Take Me to Church. Big political statement right there.
Heck yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
Great topic, guys.
Made pop radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. And I actually like Hosier.
Yeah.
So.
He's a good artist.
Yeah. I like a lot of the music, so. Yay. Awesome topic, guys. Well, that's pretty much it for today's All In podcast. And if you are looking to listen to our recorded shows, we are also now on Apple iTunes. Yay! And Spotify. So you can find us in multiple areas, not just on Anchor. So thanks for tuning in, and we will see you guys on the flip side next Thursday. Say bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.